Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
We've got live sets from both L.A. Priest and Matt Vasquez of Delta Spirit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Hello.
Good morning, good morning. What more does anybody want? What? We've got two bands in the studio today. It's going to be mayhem. And there's a third guy coming in at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, well, that's Delta Spirit.
Oh, so all right.
It's hard to keep track of today.
I don't know what's going on.
Full Album Fridays is featuring Born Cages, which I didn't even mention in the intro. Matt Vasquez of Delta Spirit's performing live at 11 a.m., a little bit late after the show today. And L.A. Priest is going to do a live set in the next hour or so.
And your opening act is me singing The Police Blotter.
Yeah. So we've got four bands today,
yeah,
if you will, on the show. Great show lined up for you today. Daily Scramble Live is our new morning program here on KX93.5.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
An officer made a routine traffic stop in the 500 block of South Coast Highway at 1:07 a.m. on Monday, and a strong odor of marijuana was immediately obvious. Brandon Herrera, 18 years old, of Dana Point, was arrested for felony possession of marijuana for sales and felony transportation of marijuana for sales after police searched his vehicle and found pot, plastic baggies, and a digital scale. He was booked and taken to county jail in lieu of posting $25,000 bail. That's your Laguna news. Let's look at county news this morning. To make room for construction of a 14-acre Star Wars-themed land, Disneyland officials announced today that several popular attractions will close for a year, including the Railroad, Fantasmic, and most everything along the Rivers of America, and the Big Thunder Ranch, which houses a barbecue restaurant, petting zoo, and the Jamboree stage, will close permanently on January 10th. On the same day, all four train stations along the Disneyland Railroad, the Fantasmic Show, the Mark Twain Riverboat, the sailing ship Columbia, and the Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer Island will close temporarily. They said work is expected to take a year, and the new Star Wars land is described as a remote trading outpost on a never-before-seen Star Wars planet populated by humans, aliens, and droids. It will feature two signature attractions, one that will put riders at the controls of the Millennium Falcon, and the other that will drop visitors into the middle of a battle between the First Order and the Resistance. You can also eat or drink at the Mos Eisley Cantina from the films, which is awesome. Are you excited about that?
No. I couldn't be less excited. I'm trying to be excited. I'm just fiddling around. I'm feeling my entire body, bit by bit, trying to find a bone in it that it cares about that. But I can't find one, Tyler. I don't appear to have a bone in my body that cares about that.
In national news, yesterday, doctors warned the public that lead levels in Flint, Michigan's water are too high, and many residents should stop drinking it immediately. It's been advised that senior citizens, children, and pregnant women stop drinking Flint water right now, or they could face irreversible damage. The damage could include memory loss or lowered IQ. They found double the acceptance amount of lead in water. They tested the specific zip codes done in a recent Virginia Tech study and found excessive blood lead levels in children and babies.
Good grief. They should put a fence around Flint, Michigan, and turn it into a end of Western civilization as we know it theme park. That's the kind of theme park I'd like to go to.
You'd rather go to that one than Star Wars land.
We could have Michael Moore show us around. It could be all about, you know, global warming and the end and recession. Recession theme park. Good that. Charge 8 cents to get in.
Taco Bell has fired an employee after a photo went viral on social media. It happened at the restaurant in Sandusky, Ohio. The picture appears to show an employee standing in a kitchen area with his left hand down the rear of his pants. Okay. The Erie County Health Department received a complaint about the pictures on Monday, and employees went to investigate, and Taco Bell released this statement. "This is completely unacceptable. Our franchisee took immediate action, and has terminated the employee and retrained the entire staff. We want customers to know that the person in the photo was never in contact with the food and that the health department inspected the restaurant and improved its operations.
I got fired once for eating garlic bread at a restaurant.
That you worked at?
I was a waiter. I was a very long time
ago. Like an Olive Garden?
It was actually Pizza Hut. It was Pizza Hut. They used to have restaurants.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do.
With the lamps right over
lamps,
the table.
I remember
the lamps as a kid.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And the red checker table.
I remember that specifically.
Yeah. A couple of embarrassing things happened. I was probably 20 years old, and my first grade teacher came in, and she recognized me. Imagine that. First grade teacher, she went,
"Wow,
Jason Feddie." I'm like, "This."
How?
I said, "Who are you?" She said, "I'm Mrs. Rennick. I was your first ever teacher." And I said, "Oh, it's not good that you recognize me. Remember me after all this time."
What did you do wrong?
Kids. She said, no, you were a lot of fun. And then she said a stupid thing. She said, "What are you doing now?"
Yeah.
And I was working in Pizza Hut.
Yeah, you were.
It's all right. I was 20 years old. It's all right to work in Pizza Hut when you're 20 years old. For normal people, Tyler.
Did they do a retraining of the staff, like it said in this Taco Bell statement, after you ate the garlic bread?
No,
how not to eat the food.
We were told not to eat garlic bread, specifically because it made your breath smell of garlic. And in those days, it was a new thing, garlic, in England. You know, taste. Food with taste was a new thing in England.
Still is, I think.
Well, no, I don't think it is. I think they've got it figured out now. But that's very much the old joke about English food being bland was certainly true. And somebody smelled it on my breath. I think they were looking for a reason to fire me anyway.
Well, yeah, probably.
You know?
I just picture this training meeting where they had to go sit down and be told not to put their hand down their pants to handle food. I mean, it was in his butt.
Yeah. If you're going to serve food, word to the wise. Get your hand out of your butt. Hand out your butt, son. Time to go to work. Good advice.
All right, let's finish the headline.
Yeah.
A woman glued her blank to a storefront window in order to protest everything.
Okay, finish the headline.
She's English. Let me tell you, she's English.
Is that relevant?
Does that change your story, your answer?
A woman glued her husband a window.
I like that better.
Her cat.
No, she glued her own butt.
Oh.
To a storefront window.
You threw me off with the butt story.
I know, and then we went two butt stories in a row.
Yeah.
A 56-year-old woman went to a mall in London in her underwear.
Cool.
Glued her butt to the front of the store window. She says she did it to protest everything. Because she doesn't like the way the world's going. And there are some real, quote, serious issues going on.
Yeah.
And, quote, no one's doing anything about it.
Except for her.
Except for her.
She's doing it. She's proactive. I think that's very good. She went in her underwear. Did she glue her actual butt to or was it just the underwear?
No, I believe it was her butt.
An actual butt.
And what I like most about it is police saw it and decided not to arrest her and let her tire herself out, which she did and eventually left.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't arrest her.
How did they get it off? How did she get her butt off the window?
Probably just, you know,
eventually it just faded away.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that she's made me think about my life, and I'm going to make a few changes.
If you were to protest something, what would you protest, and how would you do it?
I don't know. I used to do a lot of protesting when I was a younger man.
Yeah?
Used to go out on protest. Yeah, it's told me things. Save the miners or whatever it was. Not the miners. I tell you what, we campaigned against Margaret Thatcher closing down the coal mines.
Okay.
We destroyed villages, you know, towns. Whole towns were based on coal mining for numerous generations. And so from their point of view, it was a disaster to close down the coal mines, which were nationalised. Instead of just privatising them, they nationalised them. And there was a point somewhere in that whole 3-4 year period, whenever that was, because we were going out playing in these miners' social clubs, playing guitar, you know, singing, and there was a point where I went, nobody should want to go down a mine, it's horrible, and I thought, why are we forcing these people to go down a mine? I was really conflicted about it, Tyler. They wanted to go back down the mine, but people, you know, it's a hard life. So I don't know. I was very conflicted.
And you haven't protested anything since?
No, not really. I'm not, you know.
Because you're not sure which side to be on.
There isn't much protesting going on, though. And I must say it's a younger man's game, but you would think that people would really... students aren't doing it anymore. I've been up to UCI.
Well,
you know, they're not
UCI
doing that.
UCI students aren't.
Are people
There's
asking?
Plenty of... I would say the East Coast Ivy League thing. I've got a friend who's protesting something every day.
Really?
And he went to, I don't know, like Wesleyan, like some East Coast okay. hippie school.
Right.
He's occupying everything.
I know, I've heard about that.
He school. Occupied his own house.
Right.
Everything.
Occupied his own house, wow. Yeah. That's an easy way out,
easy,
isn't it?
Right.
yeah, I don't know, Tyra. I've, it's not in the news if they are. I mean, in the 60s, thousands of people would sit outside the White House on the lawn.
Yeah.
Tent city out there, you know, to protest.
Have
the
people given
War.
Up? Have we just given up hope?
I think we're just stuffed full of Cheetos, aren't we? And whatever's, you know, on the menu. TV.
That was a metaphor, right?
Yeah.
Okay, not literally.
No, I just think we're fat and lazy.
Yeah, well.
I am. Aren't you? You're lazy anyway, aren't you?
I'm one of the two. Coming up, Jason Fetty's going to sing the police blotter. It's my favorite thing we do on Daily Scramble Live. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah, Daily Scramble Live. That's our new morning show.
Yeah, it's great. I love the music, man. That's such a great track. White Stripes thing.
White Stripes. 2005, Get Behind Me, Satan. One of my favorite. I had the sticker of that album on my MacBook at the time.
Cool.
I haven't put any stickers on my MacBook since then, except for...
KX935, I know, I saw that.
Sticker.
Yeah, man, what's happening this morning with you?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is what's LinkedIn? So annoying, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is definitely the pits of social media.
What is it? Is it a marketing thing? What
no,
is it?
It's a professional networking site. Where you post your resume and experience.
Oh,
and
nobody gets work from this crap.
Oh, no.
Stupid.
You're actually right. You're completely right. I mean, people put a lot of emphasis into it for whatever reason, and it's actually really quite good in the Google results. If you search for somebody, their LinkedIn often comes up higher than right. anything else.
Okay.
But other than that, I can't imagine people are going on LinkedIn to find jobs or
I
to
get
seek
these
employees.
Emails all day long with these. Like, will you be my friend on LinkedIn? And so I just feel guilty, and because you don't want to say no or just ignore it. So you click on.
Why
yes.
do you have a LinkedIn if you don't know what
I
it is?
I don't know why I have a LinkedIn. I was bamboozled into getting one, and it just all I know is right that I click on this thing, and I click on people that I know, even though I know it just generates more email for them, which then they have to respond to it, and I'm sure everyone hates it, and I just wonder what it's for. I'm going to start a campaign. To just not do it anymore. In fact, I might just ditch my account.
Yeah, why don't you just delete your account? There's zero reason for you to have a LinkedIn.
Oh,
are you looking for a new job?
No.
Are you looking for employees?
After this, I'm never having another job again. It's been a very poor experience.
Just delete your account. Or turn off the notifications. You don't have to get the emails.
Yeah, well. Whatever.
The addictive thing about LinkedIn, though, and that I admit that I do this, it sends you an email saying, Tyler, 13 people have viewed your profile. Would you like to see who they are? And I'm like, yeah, well yeah, I want to know. And so I go in. I'm like, ooh, this person, they haven't looked at me in a while.
Once in a while, somebody okays your, because you say I'm good at this.
Right.
Jason's good
Someone at endorses you.
Endorsing me, that's
Jason's
right.
Jason's good at tomfoolery.
Right.
Check mark.
And then I go, oh, that guy thinks I'm a good tomfoolerousness.
Would you like to hear something?
Yeah, what?
The new James Bond theme song has come out. Who might you guess wrote it?
Wow, that's a good question. Who wrote the new...
Or rather, sings it. I don't know if he wrote it, but sings it.
Justin Bieber.
No, that would be awful.
Yeah.
Sam Smith.
Oh, cool. All right.
Sam
cool.
Smith. Yeah, British dude. Completely blew up last year. Here it is. Shall I play it for you, some of it?
Please. Well, yeah, it's a James Bond theme tune.
It sounds a bit like a James Bond song.
It's Bondy.
I've been here before.
Yeah. I think it's a little too pop star for me.
But always here.
Always. It's sounds like he's on the, in the bathroom, doesn't he? They always sound like that to me.
Spent a lifetime running, and I always get but with you, I'm feeling something that makes me want to stay unprepared.
I can't take you or that anymore.
Very sort of Broadway kind of deal.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's a little too fanfare-ish. Yeah. I thought Adele actually killed it with whatever the last one was, Skyfall.
Yeah.
Anyway, the new Spectre movie comes out November 6th. I saw Sam Smith at Outside Lands, and he played right before Elton John.
And how was he?
I didn't...
A bit much, yeah, a bit over the top.
I mean, he's really... He has this air of humility about him, but it's totally fake. Because he's trying to be like, oh, I came from nothing and here I am and I'm on this big stage and thank you so much. Yet the way he's walking around the stage is like, I'm the man. And I can't, that juxtaposition of those two things, I couldn't believe him.
Yeah.
I didn't believe any of it.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
My friend Jonathan and I sang all of Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down when he sang whatever his song is.
Yeah, that was a big story.
Because of that whole mix-up. Anyway, yeah, he sings the new song. Thought I'd share it.
Do you know who the only band or songwriters to get a number one record out of a James Bond theme tune? Do you know who they were?
Talking Heads.
No. Duran Duran.
Oh, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
View to a Kill.
You knew what I meant.
Oh, you meant them, yeah.
They're very similar. You want to sing The Police Blotter coming up for us?
Of course.
And you want to do the sorbet right now?
Love it.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Okay, so, sorbet of the day. No, that is, if you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a neurological vacuum cleaner. It's a brain peel, if you will. Okay, here it is. This is a true story. I saw a truck delivering DiGiorno pizza to a local supermarket. It had a big picture of a pizza on the side and the slogan... It's not delivery, but they were delivering it. DiGiorno, it is delivery.
It might be my favorite one yet. I love it.
That was the sorbet of the day.
I don't know why. That was really great.
They were delivering it, and I went, it's not. And there was a guy with one of those truck things, and he was pulling these pallets off the back of the thing, and he was... Clearly delivering this pizza.
Did you really write that one?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Sorbet of the day. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble
Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live. Yeah, good morning. Daily Scramble Live is the show on KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell. Jason Fetty's over there, and he's preparing now to sing for you The Police Blotter, a new segment we do twice a week where Jason delves into our very innocent, naive, local crime blotter, and writes a song about a subject and a story, and he's written some real, real chart-topping hits so far. So I'm looking forward to what's coming next morning.
That last song you played there, the Can't Find My Way Home, simpler times. I mean, these days, with the GPS and your phone and everything, nobody would have written that song, would they?
Easy to find my way home.
Yeah, that's a really poor excuse. Couldn't find my way home, like, you know, I never got your email. It's that kind of thing. It's nonsense. Of course you could find your way home. You got a phone. What's wrong with you? All right, so there was one story. And if anybody's looked at, you know, the local news, the local press this morning, there is only one story. And it's the story that has a headline that goes like this. 80-year-old man assaulted on walk above main beach. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I talked about it the day you were off.
Oh, you did. Yep. All right. Well, I'm singing that story.
Well, tell it again.
So 2 o'clock the Thursday afternoon, an 80-year-old man and his wife were walking on the walkway behind the Inn at Laguna at Main Beach. Out of the blue, if anybody's seen iconic photographs of Laguna, that picture of Laguna with the big, nice big bay of Laguna with Hotel Laguna in the center, that's the spot. That photograph is taken from the spots that we're talking about in Laguna Beach. Easy to Google that one. Out of the blue, another man nearly 30 years his junior, isn't everyone, began yelling for the elderly man to take off his hat. The man began following the couple up the walkway toward one of the famous restaurants here. Sergeant Tim Kleiser or Kleiser?
Kleiser.
Kleiser of the LBPD said Monday, to alleviate the situation, the victim removed his hat, only to have the suspect swing a fist, a closed fist, toward the victim. Is there such a thing as an open fist? We can talk about
that,
this later.
That would be a slap.
Yeah. The victim was able to block the strike from the suspect with his left hand, did a little sort of jiu-jitsu move, and bow, blocked the hit from this 50-year-old, which caused significant bruising and redness. Doesn't say to whom, but presumably the 80-year-old man. Officers responded and interviewed both men and the elderly woman. While searching the suspect's backpack, what do you think they discovered?
Drugs.
A large amount of marijuana and a digital scale. Ronald Evans, 51, was arrested for felony elder abuse, quite right, misdemeanor battery and felony possession of marijuana for sales.
So he took off his hat and then still struck him anyway.
Yeah, the guy found something wrong with his hat and was take off your hat.
And he did.
Wasn't the answer to the problem for this other guy. So there's clearly one solution to this, and this is it. Out on the boardwalk in the early afternoon, an octogenarian couple was attacked by a buffoon. He took offense at the geezer's hat. Came out of nowhere, and he gave the chap a whack. Why don't you smoke your own weed, dude? Why don't you smoke your own weed? If somebody's hat makes you as crazy as that, why don't you smoke your own weed? He was born in 1935. So much has happened since he's been alive. Two world wars in Vietnam, television and mobile phones. He's a survivor, dude. You want to leave the old fart alone? And why don't you smoke your own weed, dude? Why don't you smoke your own weed? The cops did a count. They say you've got a large amount. So why don't you smoke your own weed? Instead of punching that bloke, you should have taken a toke. Why don't you smoke your own weed?
Yeah.
I mean, really, that solves the problem right there. Guy's walking around with a bag full of marijuana and angry.
Yeah.
Just smoke a little of that.
Never met a high on marijuana angry person.
No, hungry, not angry.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Tired.
Can we just say that the board of directors of this station and its employees do not condone the smoking of weed in any situation.
Daily Scramble Live, where the sunny side is always up.
KX93.5 is joined this morning by what's going to be an exclusive radio tour stop, I hope, from L.A. Priest. We've got Sam of the group in studio. Good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning. I'm very good, actually. Yeah, the sunshine's doing wonders for me.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about it, but you live sort of in isolation in Wales. So being in sunshine probably is a very different feeling for your skin.
It is. Yeah. We only get about 3 days of sunshine a year out there. So I've got like twice my usual amount already.
Welcome to California, I guess. So you're on tour right now with Glass Animals. You had a show a couple days ago at the Observatory, which we presented, I understand, was pretty awesome.
Yes.
And you've got a show tonight at the Wiltern in L.A. This is a big North American tour that kind of has spawned off you releasing your first music in a long time. So talk about that journey. It's been 7-8 years since you released music under L.A. Priest. How did that happen?
So, like 5 or 6 years ago, I was doing this kind of thing full time. I even was here in the US doing a tour, which lasted a month. And after about a year of doing a world tour with my previous band, Late of the Pier, I really fancied a change of scenery. So I got involved in all these different things. I was recording my own project, at the same time producing a few different artists, and just kind of learning more about what I could do, and the options that I had, you know, that it doesn't always have to just be tour, make a record. So that felt pretty good. And then after about 3 or 4 years, it was time to come back on the scene, I suppose. So this is all, it feels quite new, actually, you know, doing it again. It doesn't feel like the same old thing because it's a different setup and all new material. And yeah. It kind of feels like starting again, which is very exciting.
What were people's reactions when they knew you were coming back? Did people notice?
Yeah, that I didn't know what was going to happen. You know, like my idea about it was I was going to just come onto the scene as a newcomer and people wouldn't really remember. But then all these old faces came out of the woodwork and people who really, it turned out, had been waiting for me. Huh. You know, I didn't realize there were people out there that were just kind of waiting for me to come back and do something.
That's awesome.
So that was kind of overwhelming, actually, the response. Yeah.
And I understand, you know, you did some traveling, some soul searching, some tinkering while you were in between these two albums. What exactly did you fill your time with?
Just those things. And yeah, I got completely sidetracked for a bit with, I wanted to create new instruments, things that hadn't been built before, because I've always been very into the sort of DIY music thing.
Yeah.
And I started making plans to start my own company that made, you know, synthesizers, keyboards, those kind of things, and weirder instruments. So that took up a while, and that's an idea that's still possibly gonna happen.
Okay, you know? Cool.
I don't know which to do, you know. If there was two of me, they definitely, one would do the music and one would do the instruments. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about, you know, how you are kind of have all these creative juices right now, which partially has to do with where you moved to. Again, Sam's in studio, aka LA Priest, a show tonight at the Wiltern in Los Angeles. So talk about where you live and why you did that. I think it's so interesting.
Oh yeah, well, to me, that kind of, one of the strangest things about where I live now in the middle of Wales, as you said, a very isolated spot, is that actually while I was making the record, I wasn't there yet. I was in Loughborough, which is this little student town in England, very small place, but very sort of packed in, people all around you. And I was in this little, what we call a terraced house, with you could hear the neighbors sneezing through the walls. And so the record is, a lot of it is electronic because I had to do stuff on headphones. I would have to do stuff quiet. But it's kind of, I suppose, the record, if it's about anything, it could be the desire to kind of escape and, you know, kind of venture out. And so where I live now is more of a reflection of who I am and has a lot to do with the record, and I'm already working on the next one out there. So
help us picture it, because I'm picturing like a big field and you're just sitting in the middle of it. Is that accurate?
Yeah. It's a place where there are more donkeys than people. I don't know why there are donkeys there, actually. It's not like a usual livestock, but we have lots of donkeys and things. And chickens, and you know, these are our neighbors. So yeah, there's not a lot to distract you from writing and recording.
And you can't hear anyone sneezing except for maybe a farm animal.
Yeah, we heard a sheep sneeze actually just the other day, and they sound very human. So it kind of startles you when it happens.
You're wondering who's in your backyard.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I think it was coughing, but it's just as weird.
But to be clear, they're not your sheep or donkeys. They just kind of live there around you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. One day, maybe, we'll have...
You could only hope.
Our own.
Sam's in studio. L.A. Priest is the name of his solo project. And again, they're performing in Los Angeles tonight at the Wiltern. There's a new album out that we'll talk about more. But do you want to play us a song and we can chat a little more as we kind of wrap up here?
Of course, I'll play a song for you. I'd like to start by playing a song that when I came in today, I was told that it's getting some airplay out here. So I think I think it'll go down well.
Cool.
It's called Ladies in Trouble with the Law.
Awesome. That was Sam, a.k.a. L.A. Priest, live in studio performing Ladies in Trouble with the Law. You've heard that on our station from time to time, and now we have a really sick, exclusive live version of it. Thank you for that, man. That was really cool.
Oh, glad you enjoyed it.
Talk about the equipment that makes all of these sounds. I mean, you've got something that looks like it's straight off a spaceship over there making lights and
like
stuff.
A wooden spaceship.
Yeah, what is that? What is that thing?
This is basically like all my favorite things from my studio back home, bolted into a wooden box with extra blinking lights on the front, just for effect, yeah. You know. That's all it is. I just wanted it to kind of arrive. You put it on stage and you play out of it, you know. So it's the equivalent of those things that those one-man bands would have, where they'd have drums strapped all over their body and they can just walk around and play.
The electronic equivalent of that.
The only thing it needs, to be that good is maybe wheels. If I put it on wheels, then I just rule the streets.
Oh, so right now you're carrying it everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd like to be able to skateboard down the highway with it
on
your shoulder or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, which would be awesome.
That's the next stage
well,
for me.
And something you made yourself, so that contributes to this idea of making your own synthesizers and instruments and stuff. That's still a budding business idea, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What would you call your company?
Oh, it's already got a name.
Oh, okay.
It's called Gene.
Perfect.
It's actually named after Gene Wilder.
Oh, okay.
There's a long story behind that. A long creative story. But Gene, I like it.
Okay, cool. Again, L.A. Friesen Studio. You can catch him tonight at the Wiltern in Los Angeles. The song you just played has got a video online. That's directed by your brother, right?
That's right, yeah.
And you've got another song, Oh, I Know. Are you going to play that one for us too or do a different one?
I'm actually going to play a different one.
Okay, today. Well, the video for Oh, I Know has got a bit of buzz because it's you basically on what looks to me like Tatooine from Star Wars. Is it supposed to be that?
Yeah, there's a... You know, that one was directed by my brother as well.
Right.
In fact, he directed all my videos because after he did the one that you're talking about on Tatooine, I was just like, yeah, this is going well. Why not? Let's keep going with this. But actually, I didn't get the Star Wars references at all while we were filming. And I can't really tell. My brother's a strange one. I can't tell whether he was sort of like trying to sort of play a prank on me by making all these Star Wars references. He says, oh, no, I didn't even realize, you know. But when he was growing up, he was a massive Star Wars fan.
Oh, well.
So I look back at the video and I'm like, seeing all this, you know, stuff. The Tatooine and even the hanging upside down with the guitar thing.
Uh-huh.
Somebody told me, yeah, Luke Skywalker's doing that trying to grab a lightsaber.
Yeah.
So I've got my suspicions that my brother's got a wicked sense of humor.
That's like a creative genius thing, though, where you don't tell the subject exactly what you're doing, and maybe he gets a better performance out of you because you're not really sure what's going on.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Really interesting partnership you've got going on with your own Ken.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out what the other videos are about, you know, what he's snuck in there.
Well, people can grab the new record. Is it pronounced Ingy?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. People can grab that. Is there a website or anywhere you'd like people to go to find the music?
There is a website. They'll find music there, but it's a totally different thing again. It's called earthwindow.org, and it's a website that I set up at the start of this year, and check it out. It's basically remixes itself as you go around the website. It's kind of a weird version of a interactive website that's kind of a little bit, it feels like the website's breaking as you go through it. So it's very much kind of in line with what I do. And then you can just find me on Facebook if you want normal music, you know.
You've never done anything really all that conventionally, have you?
No, I don't know why. I suppose not.
I think it's pretty cool. I love it. L.A. Priest, let's hear one more song from you before we get out of here. Again, the show's tonight in Los Angeles. What are you going to play now?
Yeah, this is one of my live favorites. It's Learning to Love.
You've waited long forever. A heart is worth the weather. You should go out and get her and learn to love together. Together.
It'll be just like learning to love all over again. Learning to lose your body and never to resist. It'll be just like learning to love all over again. It'll be just like learning to love all over. Whoa!
Great. That's Learning to Love from L.A. Priest live in studio, an exclusive on this tour with Glass Animals. Thank you so much, Sam. Really.
Oh,
awesome.
Thanks, you guys. Yeah.
We really appreciate you coming through, and we wish you a safe rest of the tour and journey back to your sheep and donkeys and your field.
Yeah. I'm going to go and swim now.
Okay, good. Yeah. You don't get much of that probably, right?
No, that's another novelty experience.
Catch L.A. Priest tonight at the Wiltern in Los Angeles, and we'll see you next time you're through, okay?
Yeah. See you soon. Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Daily Scramble Live.
KX93.5. Yeah. Hello. I'm Tyler Russell. I'm still here. Jason.
Hello, hello, hello.
So we're very, very, very privileged to welcome now Matthew Logan Vasquez of Delta Spirit. Hello.
Hello. What up?
Oh, yeah. Right.
What up, OC?
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Nice to have you in our studio.
It's good to be here. It's such a short drive from Dana Point.
Yeah, it is. This is a bit of a homecoming for you because you sort of grew up here and
I went to Dana Hills High School and surfed a lot at Creek and Strands and all sorts of places and jumped off Monarch, Three Arch Bay, cliffs and all sorts of fun things down here. Love it down here.
You're a local, dude.
No, bro. No, bro. I'm no longer a local. I can't stand up anymore. Or I can stand up, but I just go straight surfing. So
it comes back, doesn't it? It's
like riding a bike. It does, but it takes a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. The water's filthy down there, mate. But you're better off.
I don't care. I like filthy water.
Well, you're in Austin now.
Yeah.
And your band's all over the place.
Yeah. Two of the guys are in New York, out in Brooklyn. And then out in Los Feliz or Atwater, our bass player lives in L.A., basically. And then Forest Falls, up the mountain of Redlands, our drummer lives. So all over. Yeah. And I'm in Austin.
Yeah. But you're coming together at Outpost Fest.
That's right.
In Santa Ana.
We're making a music festival in Old Town Santa Ana. And everybody should go because the lineup's really good. We got Culver Kids and us and Blonde Redhead. And do you want me to
do you want me to read the poster?
Yeah, you should, because I forget people. Beach Fossils.
Yeah.
Guards.
Yep. You got
I think it. I said all
You got
of
them all now. You got
and
them
it's
all.
Sponsored by a bunch of people. I don't know how we figured out how to do all this, but we did, and we're doing it, and it's going to be insane.
Well, Santa Ana thanks you.
Well, yeah.
It's our little,
you're welcome.
It's our downtown, really. Orange County's downtown. We're a bit of a splurge of sort of suburbia, aren't we? But it's nice to have that vibe.
Yeah, that Main Street, Old Town, there's so many cool restaurants and startups going on, and it's cool to see that. That's happening all over the country, but it's so unique to have it in Southern California because all the cool Art Deco stuff, there's so many warehouse spaces.
Yeah.
I mean, it's prime for the pickin', especially Santa Ana.
We always talk about how OC doesn't really have its own music identity, unfortunately. You know, we get kind of catapulted in with L.A.,
yeah,
and this is necessary. This is the first time anybody's done something.
Yeah, that's
like
funny because Colorkids and Del Spirit are both like OC represented bands,
right?
And then Tijuana Panthers too is pretty OC.
Yeah,
and I mean, people are in the know down here, and there's millions of us.
I know
that like good music. Right. So why the heck don't we, you know, start more bands and do more things? And most people from Orange County move to New York or Los Angeles, and then say they're from Los Angeles or New York. So it's good to represent. Orange County is a beautiful place to come from. You know, why not?
Yeah, totally. So tell us about the place you're taking over for the festival. You know much about it in Santa Ana?
It's, well, it's just like this whole downtown area.
Yeah.
I mean,
never before done.
Yeah. We have been, we have a team of people that have been working like hell to get the, to get the city on board with it, and they've been the city of Santa Ana has actually been totally wonderful.
That's actually so pretty cool.
You wouldn't expect, you know, a city to be so welcoming to have a bunch of, you know, kids playing loud rock and roll, but we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And they said, okay.
Yeah, and I think they figured it out. They've got the whole art walk thing down there.
Right. Yeah.
Galleries and stuff open. They've paved over a bunch of streets.
Yeah.
And they're really getting the progressive ideas happening all over the world, that whole same thing.
Yeah, they're going to make a ton of money. All the small business owners can make a ton of money.
Yep.
And we're all going to have a really great time doing it.
Killer.
Good for
you. The festival, again, is Outpost Fest. It's on November 14th. That's a Saturday. Matt Vasquez from Delta Spirits in studio now talking about it. Tickets are only $40. That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Outpostfest.com is where you can find it. Are you good friends with Cold War Kids and everybody else that's in it?
Cold War Kids took us out on our first U.S. tour like 10 years ago.
Wow.
And they were part of our Delta Spirit and Friends tour that we did in California. It was really fun. Cool. Love those guys so much and been big brothers, and they've championed our bands for years.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're in town all the way from Austin, where you have a new budding family life going on.
Yeah, I have a 2-week-old baby.
Dude.
But I'm here talking to you.
Does that feel weird to say?
Yeah. His name's Thor, and he's half Norwegian, and he's beautiful. He's
is he actually half Norwegian?
Yeah.
So that's why you gave him a
born
Norse,
and
a
raised
Norse
in
god?
Norway. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
That's
yeah,
really
family
cool.
name. And then the other his middle name's Ulysses.
Wow,
which is also a family name.
Ancient mythology.
Yeah,
he's going to be a little guy, right? Maybe 3'6".
Yeah, 3'6".
Dweeby little guy.
Yeah, he'll be like a tiny guy with a real attitude.
Where were you when he was born? Were you there?
I was there. I was holding a leg, watching it all go down.
Right on.
Which
it was
leg?
So powerful. Oh, well, at first the left and then the right.
Switch the right.
Yeah, they needed to, you know, hold it down. It's most of this is none of your business. But it was beautiful. It was incredible. And the females all around the world, women, you are amazing for being able to
and
do
now
that.
You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I knew that, but now I know that.
Right.
Like, you've wow. Woo! And, yeah, Martha's been a champion. She's just a born mother, my wife. And so
it's
been
great, man.
It's been
it is
amazing.
Great. I love that you say it's none of our business because it really is none of our business.
Yeah.
And when, you know, do you ever see that movie, Sting made a movie. I forget the movie's name now, but halfway through the film, his wife gives birth, and we all see it. And I thought, this is none of my business.
Yeah.
I don't want to see this.
Yeah. I don't want to see that.
No.
I don't want to hear Yoko Ono make moan sounds in Double Fantasy either, but some people want to do that. That's fine.
Thank you.
Well, you still make it work as a band, obviously, despite having a new family, and this is a chance for you to do this sort of thing still. You know?
Yeah. You know, this whole thing's fun, and we get to do it. So,
right.
You know, working hard, it's easy.
Cool.
It's easy.
Matthew Logan Vasquez is here of Delta Spirit. Would you like to maybe play a song for us?
Yeah, let's do
cool.
it.
Cool. What are you gonna play?
Well, I'm in G, so I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play Bushwick Blues.
Thanks, dude. Whenever you're ready. After all. Yeah, man. Awesome. Nice job. Thank you.
Thanks.
Matthew Logan Vasquez of Delta Spirit is live in our studio. How good was that, man?
Dude, that was outrageous.
Yeah.
I want to know about the writing of songs like that. Do you like just go back to your hotel room and I imagine you're like completely drunk. You just, some girl just said no to you.
Actually, I can tell you exactly where I was when I wrote that song.
Tell us. We want to know.
In Dana Point.
Oh. No.
And the apartments at Monarch Beach. I used to live in the apartments at Monarch Beach where you could walk to Salt Creek.
Yeah.
And there's two tunnels. And the smaller tunnel further away from the beach, I was drinking Highland Park single malt scotch, sitting in that tunnel late at night,
yeah,
thinking about somebody,
mm-hmm,
writing that song and singing like in an echo chamber.
I knew you were drunk. Yeah.
I wasn't sober.
I mean that in the best possible way. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? Oh, you were clearly drunk when you wrote that song.
Yeah.
No, it was beautiful. It's great. Do you ever go out and do like coffee shop gigs just for fun?
No.
You should. Because you're great. You're really great.
I used to busk all the time in San Diego and LA and here in Orange County, especially in the Salt Creek Beach Tunnel. I did that a lot. Actually, that's where I got my start. Actually, it was the Salt Creek Beach Tunnel.
Huh.
But yeah. Now I like to play really loud unless it's this many people in a room.
But you're doing an intimate thing tomorrow at Fingerprints.
Yeah, but it's still going to be loud.
Okay. All right. But it's intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're intimately going to be very loud.
Intimately
it's
loud.
It's going to be like kind of, there's a song. Well, so Fingerprints, we're going to sell tickets for Outpost Festival, which is November 14th. And then every Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm going to do like solo residencies, and I'm also releasing this EP.
Right.
So one of the songs in the EP is actually a whole 12-inch side of Wax. 18 minutes of like Cortez the Killer autobiography rock and roll song. It's like slow, halftime, grooving.
That's like half.
We're going to perform
half the
that.
EP. Yeah.
Yeah. Half the EP is one song.
Okay. So that's what you're performing at Long Beach tomorrow. And tonight, there's a jam session.
Today,
in Huntington.
Yeah. In Anaheim.
Anaheim Packing District.
Packing District, yeah. And some old friends from old things. I'm still waiting to hear back about who's going to do it, but we're going to do it, and it's going to be loud.
Do you know what time that's at?
No.
Good.
What
5
time
o'clock.
Is it? At 5.
5 o'clock.
I don't... The guy behind me in the glasses knows all this stuff.
Well, if people can't catch you at one of those two things, certainly see Delta Spirit in full Saturday, November 14th at Outpost Fest, which, again, is such a big deal for Orange County and for Santa Ana. So cool of you guys to get this whole thing together.
Yeah, we're happy to.
We want to talk about your solo music, but will you play one more song for us, and then we'll go into the solo song?
Yeah, I'll play a quiet solo song, which is, you guys are probably the only people that'll hear it. Ever.
Cool.
Ever. Spanish moss hid our names. Never thought I'd see you again. When you left us, I wept so bitterly. Too young to meet your end. All the pain down below. It's the heat that gets me low. All the summers in the ocean, the friends I used to know. Sometimes the razor's edge is wide. Sometimes the gray defeats the white. Sometimes my sorrow turns to blackness, as if I had the right. Ooh.
In the back row I sit, quietly listening. Somehow I felt you talking to me. I fell over then. Somehow I felt you talking to me. I fell over then.
Awesome,
mate,
dude.
So
thank
moving.
You. Thank Thanks. You, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
That was just us, huh? We're the only people on the planet.
No, that was a lie. I might play it tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, really appreciate that.
Right. Yeah, sorry.
Whatever. Matt Vasquez from Delta Spirits in the studio. Let's talk about your solo stuff.
All right.
Under Matthew Logan Vasquez.
Yeah.
Which...
It would be under Matt Vasquez, but my Instagram is Matthew Logan Vasquez, so that's the only reason why it's named that. Because there's too many Matt Vasquez, and I don't know where to direct people to send people to the music, and I don't really care. If it was Mud Music, which is taken also because I looked, so that's it. Yeah, Matthew Logan Vasquez.
You named your solo project after an Instagram handle.
Yeah, because where else are you going to find? It's easier to find it. I don't care. I just love what I made, and I want to share it with people.
Right, it doesn't matter what you're calling
no.
it. Okay, all right.
No.
Everything's taken now anyway, right?
Yeah, I don't care. You can't sue me for coming up with that one.
No, it's your name.
Yeah.
So tell us about it. How is it different from Delta Spirit stuff? Yeah.
I just wanted to do some other stuff that was kind of more in the wheelhouse of like 70s rock and roll on the dissonant side of things, where it's like early Alice Cooper or like Pink Floyd metal, like that kind of stuff, or Neil Young Crazy Horse vibe kind of thing, where it's like the groove is simple and it's not even, and more phaser and vibrato than reverb.
Cool.
And something that's just kind of ugly and dissonant, which I think is really fun to do, and I lean towards that a little bit more than the rest of the guys in Delta Spirit, but Delta Spirit will continue, and
sure,
and that I think
clear.
That's like a really cool thing that or Delta Spirit is way more than a cool thing. It's like a family that I've been in for 10 years and love and want to continue to like refine songs with a group of people, and it's kind of fun to be Napoleon too for a little bit.
Well, after a decade, I mean, you deserve it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just experiment with different pockets, and I've built this really cool band that's going to play for all of the shows every Tuesday in LA at Lot 613. And then we're figuring out where exactly in Santa Ana, but it's going to be in Santa Ana every Wednesday night.
Cool.
So
that's
maybe
headed
at the
up by
Jost.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a residency.
Yeah. And it'll be Jeremy Black from Apollo Sunshine and Dustin Lavelles, who used to be in The Fling and does his own thing now. And then Danny Garcia, who will be playing bass, but he is fantastic songwriter, also Reverend Baron.
Cool.
So that'll be that.
So
and a bunch of guests.
Where can people get the new EP if not at one of your gigs this weekend?
Well, on October 1st, if you go to MatthewLoganVasquez.com, there's a little link that you can send me some money via PayPal if you want to gift it to me.
Just transfer it directly to your bank account.
You can transfer it directly to my bank account, and something may be gifted back to you. But I have some test presses that are actually pretty unique, and they're all hand-illustrated artwork, and it's like a fun thing. The record will actually come out on November 3rd at the LA show, which should be fun.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, completely killer. Man, you've totally the music always just blows me away. You can talk all day, make as many jokes as you like, but when you sit and play guitar and you blow into that harmonica, I fell in love with you, dude.
Love you too, man.
I fell totally in love. I adore you.
My hand is...
Yep.
Near the equator.
It's strange to work. Go away. Get away from
me. All right. Outpost Fest is November 14th in Santa Ana. Again,
outpostfest.com.
Cold War Kids, Delta Spirit, Blonde Redheads, Blonde Redhead, Beach Fossil, Tijuana Panthers, and Guards. Did I get everybody? Is that right?
Really?
You did.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to play your solo song now. Everything I Do is Out.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's all out.
Thanks, buddy. See you soon, okay?
Thank you, mate.
Peace.